Last week, Attorney General Janet Reno and FBI Director Louis Free took strong questions from Congress on their handling of the case, which involves the transfer of nuclear secrets. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says others were asking tough questions about the issue as well.
This is an age when the news media are increasingly defensive about the power they wield. But some sort of climax has been reached with the New York Times, which seems currently less engaged in explaining the world than explaining itself. In the past week, the Times devoted a large portion of page 2 and its entire editorial column to a painful examination of itself. This goes back to March 6th of last year, when the Times broke a big story. It was that government investigators believed that China had accelerated its nuclear weapons program with the aid of stolen American secrets. The story said the FBI had focused its suspicions on a Chinese-American scientist unnamed at the Los Alamos National Laboratory. 2 days later, the government announced it had fired a Los Alamos scientist named Wenho Li for serious security violations. Eventually, Li was indicted, but not for espionage. And finally, a deal was made in which he pleaded guilty to a single count of mishandling secret information. During all those months, the Times had printed story after story, none of them leaving much doubt, that Li was the culprit who had given China the design of a secret American miniature warhead. When the case fizzled out, the Times came in for a barrage of criticism for having conducted a witch hunt. So the Times editors looked at themselves in the mirror and came up with a joint statement that while still proud of their reporters' work, they, the editors, could have pushed harder to uncover weaknesses in the FBI case. The blame, said the statement, lies principally with those who directed the coverage. Interestingly, the draft of that statement read, "those of us who directed the coverage." Managing editor Bill Keller circulated a memo assuring his staff that the omission was not meant to make a scapegoat of Steve Engelberg, who directed the coverage. To add to the tension in the Good Gray Times, columnist William Sapphire decried the effort to make a hero or a martyr of Wenho Li. The Times editorial, written independently of the news department's statement, said the editorial page had too quickly accepted the government's espionage theory. I've gone into some detail on the ordeal of the New York Times because this is not the first case, and probably not the last, where a reporter gets a big story and later finds out he didn't have the whole story. And I worry about that, but also about the chilling effect that this kind of mea culpa may have on the next story. This is Daniel Shore.